Boker Tov, and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. As promised, we are now on the final Shiur of Perek Bet, and it's a relatively short one. We are at the Mishneh Yod, which is on Daf Chaf Chet Amud Aleph of Masechet Ketubot, continuing about issues of credibility. The following are people who are able to testify as adults about things they remember as children. We'll see that there is a clear delineation between different kinds of testimony. Ne'aman adam lomar zektav yado shel abba. Person can testify that's father's signature. Zektav yado shel rabbi. This is my rebbe's signature. Zektav yado shel achi. This is my brother's signature. That's A. Zuchar yikid b'ploni chatzav enumra v'roshah b'ruah. Remember that a certain woman got married and she was wearing, at the wedding, I was a kid, she was wearing a enumra, that kind of veil or a wreath that only b'tulah wears, or v'roshah b'ruah, her head with her hair was unbound. In other words, she was a b'tulah. There was a certain kid who was taken out of school to take him to the mikvah so he could eat truma that night, meaning as a coin. There was a kid who, a person who shared truma with us, and was given truma at the granary. So this is a beta pras, if you recall from Eruvian, from Sachin, from several contexts, said about beta pras, or you had it in Yigamot. An area where a grave had been there and was lost somewhere in the field. I could testify about that. This is as far as we used to walk on Shabbat. This is from Shabbat. They can't testify. Tony had an easement over there. Or a certain funeral there was for a particular guy, and that's where they stopped in the funeral, or that's where they did the aspect for him. In that particular location. We'll see why the difference. So let's go through all of them. So first of all, Vunabre Yeshua says, in all of these cases, he has to have another person testifying with him. Now this is a machloka Rishonim, as I put in the footnote at the bottom of the page. The Rashba points out that some people say that this comment is only about the first two items, which is about the signature, and is about the girl being a betulah. But about the rest, you can testify on your own, and it goes against Rabbi Yehuda that you can testify about somebody being a kohen for the purpose of having a truma based on one witness. The Raiva disagrees and says it includes testifying that he was a kohen, and it follows Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Utsricha, why do we need all three? Father's signature, Rebbe's signature, and brother's signature. If I only learned that a kid can testify about his father's signature, because the kid is always there, he's always with his father, and he would recognize his signature. That would not tell me his Rebbe. If it mentioned his Rebbe, he's always in terror of his Rebbe, and that either means that he'd be afraid to lie, or else it means that he's always very aware of what's going on and would pay attention to his signature. If I said those two, those two pluses that give him more credibility with his father and his Rebbe, respectively. But with his brother, where he have neither, he's not with him all the time, and he's also not afraid of him. The answer is that we believe him. Why do we believe him? We've seen this many times earlier in the parak. The king of shtarot is an obligation to rabbanon because nito raita, a signature on a star is accepted to be good. Therefore, the Rabbanan have the ability to give credibility to somebody about something which is their matter. Now, the second testimony that we said a person can give out from their memory, which is that this girl was married as a betulah, the signs of betulah, my time, why came under Rav Rashim betulot nisa'ot gilui milta ma'almahu. Since most women, most marriages involve a betulah, therefore, he's not really saying anything new. He's just clarifying she fits into the rope. The next clause, maybe he was an Eved Kohen who needed to go to the mikvah because he needed truma. A person's not allowed to put his Eved to teach him Torah, which means he can't be in school. So if a guy testifies this kid was taken out of school, to go to the mikvah, can't be an Eved. Let's say these are different signs that arguably could be used as indication that a master has freed his slave. Let's say a man borrowed money from his slave. Oshahaso rabo apotropus. Or his rabbi made him an executor on his estate. Oshiniach tefillin lefnei rabo. Or he put on tefillin, which is an evident potiphon, in the presence of his rabbi. He read through psukim like got an aliyah. Nonetheless, this is not an indication of chayut, which means an eved doing these things does not indicate that he's no longer an eved. So who's to say that an eved can't go to school? The answer is hatam the ikri eved midato. That's if an eved got up and read psukim on his own. But what we're talking about is that a master is not allowed to treat his servants like kids and send them to school. That's a different story, and therefore we know if this kid really was taken out of school to go to the mikveh, he is not an every coin, but rather a real coin. And then that's Truma Drabanan. In other words, he's only testifying about Truma Drabanan. We allow him to eat Truma Drabanan, and therefore it's Drabanan believing him about something as Drabanan. Shiach Olekim Manolagoran. Also, we remember that this guy used to get Truma. So once again, Dilma Evet Koin, same question, maybe he's an Evet Koin. So it's a non-commandama that supports the opinion that says, Ein Cholkin Truma La'Evet, Amken Raboimo. We had this earlier in the remote. You're not allowed to give Truma to an Evet unless his master's with him. Alright, the Tanya, Ein Cholkin Truma La'Evet, Amken Raboimo. Diva Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yachol Hu Shiomar, Im Koin Ani Tunli Bishvil Atzmi, Evet Koin Ani Tunli Bishvil Rabbi. So Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to give it to an Evet, and Rabbi Yossi says that the Evet can come and say, I can come and say, look, either way, I'm claiming my coin. If not, I'm an Evet coin. Either way, I should get it. So let's find out why. Because in Komosho Rabbi Yehuda in Usha, which is Rabbi Yehuda's town, Ayumali Mitruma Yuchsin. They would use Truma as proof of Yuchsin. We saw this earlier in the parak. Komosho Rabbi Yehuda, no Ayumali Mitruma Yuchsin. But in Tzipori, Rabbi Yehuda's city, Truma was not proof for Yuchsin. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't concerned if you give a guy Truma and it may be an Evet coin, you're not going to do anything with that information. Rabbi Yehuda's Tanya Mei, and that led to this story that we again saw earlier. Tanya Malaz Rabbi Yossi, Miyamailo Yati, I never gave testimony, and he explains why, because Pamachate Yati, one time I gave testimony, Valu Eved the Kun Alpi, and they made an Eved into a coin based on my testimony. Halu Sakatayatach, you really think they did? Hashta Ma Bem Dan Shot Sadiki Ben Kodesh Baruch Hu Mevitechal Al Yadam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is careful to make sure that even the animals of Sadiqim don't err. The famous story about Pinchas ben Yair and his donkey. Tzadikim atzvam lo koshke, and certainly tzadikim themselves, Kovalez Rabbi Yossi, certainly would not inadvertently cause a terrible mistake like having an Eved be declared a coin. What happened is they almost made an Eved into a coin because of my testimony. We caught it in time. But what happened? Chaza be'atrei Rabbi Yossi. I was in Tzipori and I saw this guy eating truma. I went to Usha and testified that he ate Truma. As a result of that, in Usha, they thought it must be needs a coin because it's Rabbi Yehuda's town. Finally clarified that he'd been eating Truma in Tzipori, which proved nothing. Now, the other thing was that he can testify, Visham Makum was at Beta Prasu. So my time, that's easy. Beta Pras to Rabbanan. The tomb of Beta Pras is to Rabbanan because we don't know where the grave is. You're allowed to walk through Beta Pras and blow in front of you, so if you see any bones, you won't step on them, and you'll avoid them, and that's good enough. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ami Mishpeh, Rabbi Yehuda Mar Beit HaPras Shinidash Tahor. If an area was a Beit HaPras was plowed, the whole thing's Tahor, by my time, Ma'ief Shala Etzem Kisora Shalom Yidash Baregel. Because even the tiniest little bone is going to be smashed up, and therefore be less than a shear of Etzem Kisora, the size of a little barley, and therefore it's Tahor. As we saw in Eruvin, as a machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, about whether Tchumin of Doraita to Rabbanan, our Mishnah holds against Rabbi Kiva, Tchumin of Rabbanan, and therefore the Rabbanan believed him to say that's how far the Tchum is. However, what is he not believed about? My time, Afukim Amonu Lamafkina. We can't take out money based on the testimony of somebody. And this is, of course, even if he has somebody who's testifying with him, based on testimony of somebody who's testifying from memory, because that's something that Sot and Mammon, all right, and if we testify that this guy was dead, not even that he had Mammon Mispeid, but that he used this place for Mammon Mispeid, that would mean that it was his own place. We don't give the claimant the property based on this guy's testimony about what he remembers as a kid. Good. Okay. We have a bright that expands on this a bit. Nemana Tino Klamar. Here is believed to say, Kachamarli Abba, Mishmei, Kachamarli Abba, Mishpacha Zu Tahora. A kid is believed to say that father told me, this is now, he's not a kid, he's an adult, but he's testifying that as a kid, remember, his father told me, Mishpacha zu Torah, Mishpacha zu Tmeyah. Now, those terms don't fit. Torah Tmeyah. Asakadai Tachela, Mishpacha zu Ksherah, Mishpacha zu Psula. This family is a Kosher family. This is a family of Mamzerim, Netini, whatever. Mishachalnu b'ktsatsa, Shabbat Foni Poni. We ate at the Ktsatsa. We'll find out what that is at the end of the parak of this guy's daughter when she married this fellow. Mishainu molichim chalam atanot the Poni Koina de Atzor. And he said, I remember we used to carry chala and truma and stuff to this guy who was a Kohen. I'm only the Acher, but he can't say we sent it with somebody else. He can testify that he remembers taking it. However, if he's remembering if he's now as an adult Jew remembering what happened when he was a non-Jewish kid or a non-Jewish Eved, he's not believed. The end of our Mishnah exactly as it is. With an addendum. Rabbi Yochanan Bruka Omer Nemanim. Rabbi Yochanan Bruka disagrees and says they're believed. Rabbi Yochanan Bruka, hey, what's he, and where is he disagreeing? Ilay ma seifa, fukim amono. How can you say that he disagrees about the seifa? It says we can grant this fellow property based on this kid's recollection that remembers as a kid about the easement. Ella aresha. It must be he's disagreeing with the, not the real resha, but the middle of the braita. Rechuam ayam kochum keyav, shachar enemanim. It's about the person who remembers what happened when he was a non-Jew or a slave. They're not believed. Yochan Boko Merinem on him, they're believed. And by my commentary, what's the disagreement about? Tanakama Saver came and told me, Kochadim who, the dyke, since at the time he was a Gori or Nevi, he wouldn't pay much attention. What does he care if this girl was a Betula or not a Betula? He's not that involved in these things. Boko Saver came and the Date Ligure made a Kavidayek. Since he was going to be converted or going to be freed, he would pay attention. So my ktsatsai, in the bright that we mentioned this ktsatsai, what is it? Tetan Rabbanan. Ketsam ktsatsai, what is it? Achar min achim shenasai isha she'enam ganavo. The brother marries a girl who's really not appropriate for him to marry. From a bad family, she's not a good girl, whatever it may be. And the rest of the brothers are unhappy and they really don't want to have anything to do with him. Ba'in b'nei mishpacha v'in chavit b'ya perot. They bring a barrel full of perot. Shavrin ato ba'em tzar chavan. Right in the city square, they bust it in half. And they make an announcement to everybody. Our brother, John Doe, married the girl who is not fit for him. And we're concerned that his kids, we are convinced, are not going to be good, are going to mix with our kids. Come and take something to remind you. Take some fruit and remember this. To remind our kids they shouldn't marry his kids, etc. This is the ktsatsa, the broken barrel that a kid can remember. He said, yeah, I remember as a kid being at that wedding and that we all ate that fruit from the broken barrel, and that will remind people that they should not marry with that particular family member. And to finish our study of the second parak of Masechet Ketubot, and the next podcast, in Yitz Hashem, we begin Elu Na'arot and the study of Knas, of Mefata, the Ones, and Daf Chav Tet, Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a Chag Sameach.